Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Four Center podcast feed. Now, it's time for a Spotlight Star Wars with your host, Ken Knapsack.
All right, welcome to Spotlight Star Wars. So happy to be here. Episode 111. We are rolling on. This episode, slightly different. Wow, busy holiday weekend. I'm always trying to be honest with you guys. Ooh, my recording schedule is really messed up. But that's all right. It means I have a special guest in studio, and we're going to dive in. We're going to take a little look at a news story that popped up this week that we are no doubt going to be talking about on the Force Center main show this week. Joseph and Jennifer and I diving in, but I have kind of built an expert on this topic, so I wanted to talk to him about it. And that is coming up shortly. That's Mark Donica back here on Force Center, a staple over there at Star Wars Ranked. He's ranked a lot of things in Star Wars, and one of them was the Disney Star Wars Land, now known as Galaxy's Edge. So we're going to dive into that in a second. I do want to let you guys know, though, I have got the Solo, a Star Wars story novelization in my grubby little hands. I've begun reading it, Mer Lafferty's book. And there's, you know, already been some controversies about the book before it even came out, one of the excerpts. About L3 being, you know, the whole controversy of being, is it trapped in the Falcon? Is it with her consent, with her, without her consent? It was the Falcon droid brains, the other two were, see, it said some weird things to her in this book. So I am waiting to read it, get some context. I'm excited. so far the book is it's a good start, but I'm not that far into it. So look forward to a further, more in-depth review here on Force Center. And then I also sat down with Geek Girl Diva Shane O'Neill, and that talked about that specific L3 moment in the book. That's going to be on a future episode of Spotlight Star Wars. That's the stuff going on. I'm still trying to catch up on the comics. I have fallen so far back on the comics. I go to the shop about once a month to get them. I'm reminded of how much I pay for comics when you go at one fell swoop. They're like, here you go. Break out your credit card. But I'm definitely reading them and loving what's going on in some of the bigger threads, especially as the Poe Dameron comic winds down, comes to a close. Interesting things on what happened between Last Jedi or Force Awakens, Last Jedi, and the mere moments they have to play with, what happened even before moments of The Force Awakens. The Poe Dameron comic's been one of the big victories for Marvel. Sad to see it close, but it's coming to a close with quite a fashion. And that Last Jedi adaptation's been great. A lot of stuff going on. I'm still, I don't want to say struggling with Dr. Aphra. That's not fair to Dr. Aphra, who's an amazing character. And I think a wonderful new addition to the Star Wars universe. And I loved her introduction to the Star Wars universe in the Darth Vader comic. Christian and I talked about it on Collider Jedi Council a while ago. And I still feel I'm trying to struggle with how to clarify my feelings for the Dr. Aphra comic. I really want it to be there. I think we need it to be there. It represents a lot of different things for a lot of different people in Star Wars. Just who Aphra is in terms of diversity and sexual orientation, all these things. I really enjoy this character and what she's bringing. But the comic itself keeps kind of losing me. It keeps losing me because it's so weird. Now, I think Star Wars can be weird, and I think they're having a lot of fun playing in that weird Star Wars sandbox. I'm curious about your guys' take on him. Are you fans of this comic? What does this character mean? I'm more about the comic because I think Aphra means a lot to a lot of people, like I said. So that I wouldn't be surprised if I have a lot of people like, hey, Aphra's great. But are you reading the comic and where are you with it? Not everything needs to be for you or me in Star Wars. I think that's one important lesson we have to always kind of keep reminding ourselves. This kind of weird backlash to Star Wars resistance for a lot of weird different reasons. Some of them, I guess, might be justified, but also it's a animated Star Wars kids show. Let's see where it goes, and it might not be for you. That is probably the case with the Dr. Aphra comic for me, and I'm okay with that. Again, I don't need it to be for me. I don't need space whales to be for me, but I still love Star Wars Rebels. Puffer Pigs, still working through that one. But I'm curious, I want to know, and then maybe we'll talk about it here in a future episode of Spotlight Star Wars. You can reach out to me on Twitter at KatNapsack, use hashtag Spotlight Star Wars. I want to know what you feel about the Dr. Aphra comic, and where do you want to see Dr. Aphra? She's popular, she got a figure, she's in the book from a certain point of view, she's on Dantooine. Dantooine is far too remote to make never mind. So let me know about that. And do you like triple zero, BT, and the whole gang? All right. We got a guest. He's in studio. He's been in here quietly watching me talk to myself. And that means he's one of the only people to see how, when I record this podcast by myself with no one else in the apartment, I talk to a chair and I move my hands as if I'm talking to the chair. Are you freaked out, Mark Donica?
It's a terrifying display. Like, we are approaching Halloween, and may I say, something scarier than you would see at Halloween Horror Nights.
Look, a lot of times people ask me, hey, can I have some podcasting tips? That's great. Broadcasting tips, that's great. Here's one of them. You have to talk to someone. And if you're recording by yourself, the chair becomes the someone.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Find a spot
that's
to
all.
Talk to.
That's right. The chair has seen many hand gestures from me. Mark Donica, you're here. Happy to have you back on the Force Center airwaves. Former co-host of Jedi Alliance, which I was as well as Scrimshaw. Mm-hmm. It's a legacy that runs through Force Center. But you're also a theme park fan. You have a new podcast out with your wife.
It's called Party of Two, a parks podcast, which is on iTunes, Google Play, as well as SoundCloud. We're on Twitter at Party of Two Pod. We talk theme parks.
You guys love theme parks.
Yes, we do.
You both love theme parks. You've traveled the world. Mm-hmm. We talk, you're coming up on the Knapsack Files this week in a couple of days. We talk about that, how you even want to go to the moon, should there be a theme park there.
It'll happen.
We've had you on before talking about Star Wars Land, and we did get a big update. And again, I will repeat, we will, I'm sure, be talking about this on Force Center again. This is going to be something close to the hearts of me and Joseph and Jennifer, particularly Joseph and I, because we like to enjoy whiskeys. But Star Wars Land, Galaxy's Edge, going to have alcohol. What do you think about this?
Well, we're getting, it's been official, it's been made official. We are getting Oga's Cantina, which is the official cantina of the Black Spire Outpost on the planet of Batuu. So one of the main issues that was brought up to the theme park community is that Club 33, which is a very, very high paying, highfalutin club in the
near Pirates.
Yeah, the New Orleans Square region of the park. That is the only place on Disneyland property that you can get an alcoholic beverage because people pay for it. But it was something that Walt wanted to keep about the park, which was no alcohol in Disneyland. And that was something that he wanted specifically.
Okay.
So now we're at the impasse of modern theme park fans who grew up with Star Wars, but also respect Uncle Walt's wishes. in the idea, one of the first things that was brought up is when it was announced that there was going to be a cantina in Galaxy's Edge. Well, is it going to serve alcohol? It's not necessarily a cantina unless they serve alcohol. But Walt also didn't want there to be alcohol in the park. So do they make this a different... Was Star Wars Land going to be a different gate so that it's not technically Disneyland and then you could serve alcohol in there?
And then the ghost of Walt, frozen down below Disneyland, as we know, would be upset.
A little upset.
Yeah.
The news came out that they are going to be serving alcoholic beverages, but it's not going to be a full bar. There are going to be pre-made sort of casks of the mixed drinks that you will be able to get. You cannot leave the cantina with it.
So you're trapped inside.
So you're drinking in the cantina.
You're in here with me.
Yeah, essentially. So you get to have an alcoholic beverage in the cantina, enjoy it in the cantina, and then go off the rest of your day elsewhere. So it's kind of a middle ground of the two. You get to enjoy an alcoholic Star Wars beverage in an alcoholic Star Wars, an AA group. But then you don't get to take it out to the rest of the park.
I think that's a fair compromise.
I think so as well. And my favorite thing about the cantina isn't necessarily, oh, cool, we get to drink now. Yeah. But they're taking a decommissioned RX-24, which we know as Rex, the former pilot of the original Star Tours attraction, and he's going to be the DJ.
Oh, gosh. I hope to death that it's Paul Rubens doing
it. I hope so, too.
I mean, just make it Rex. Just make it Rex.
Because I'm pretty sure when we saw a Rex on Rebels in season 3?
There was a Rex. Yes, there was a Rex.
And I'm pretty sure that was Paul Rubens. If it wasn't, it was a very good sound alike.
Yeah.
But that's...
I would love that legacy check there. I would love that.
same here.
Connection. That'd be awesome. So it's a DJ in this cantina.
Mm-hmm. And then we get... Yeah, it's just... There are going to be... fun flavored combinations. I was going to say, I guess mocktail, I guess. Mocktails for kids and cocktails for adults, but it's,
hold on. In all my life, I've been drinking now 15 solid years here. Never heard mocktail.
You've never heard mocktail?
I feel naive and stupid.
It's because you make fun of the person for drinking it and not drinking actual liquor. No, that's not true. But Ogagara's Cantina is going to be serving alcohol, but that is the only place that you will be able to drink it.
I think that's good. I think it's a fair compromise. So California Adventure has a winery, right?
Or they have a winery, but they also have a Carl Strauss booth.
I guess, again, technically doesn't count.
No, it's California Adventure. It's not Disney.
Grandpa Walt wasn't around for this one.
No, I don't want people to drink in the parking lot or anything that will sit on the parking lot. Never again. No, this was all an Eisner. Actually, I don't know what came first, because in Epcot, they have a food and wine festival.
Right.
And so when California Adventure opened, they started doing it there, too. And it's a big moneymaker for both coasts.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, I can tell you from trying to run a pro wrestling show in a bar versus trying to run it in a children's youth center where you couldn't have alcohol. Ticket sales far less, and that's just a sad reality, I guess you could say. But I don't miss alcohol when I'm in Disneyland. Mm-hmm. But there's something about Star Wars Land. I keep calling it that. It's Galaxy's Edge. Let's be respectful to the name. But there's something about it that just works because it's a cantina. I want Wu-Hair serving me a drink.
Exactly. You want to feel like you're actually in that world, because if not, then it's a little bit of a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
And especially Florida is getting the hotel with like the full Star
Wars
experience.
That's the one
experience
that you can act stuff out in. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's completely different. It's going to be connected to the property. So that, Florida is getting sort of all of the bells and whistles, where if California was getting the best stuff, but you couldn't drink there, then there'd be even more. There'd be like a
outrage.
So much outrage and like coastal warfare of theme park fans, plastic lightsabers being slammed against each other.
Have you had a chance to read Thrawn Alliances yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I've been working like a madman.
Good for you.
And I'm looking forward to that's
earn
that's
that
the
money.
Top of my list.
Earn that money, because you're going to need to go to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. The Thrawn Alliances, Joseph and I did do the review here on Force Center. You can check it out. It's on Batuu.
I did hear that it was on Batuu.
And it's, Timothy Zahn does a great job with the planet. I don't know if they were like, hey, we're giving you a second book, it has to be here. Or if he was like, hey, this is interesting, maybe a little column A, a little column B. He did a great job. He's a great writer. We know this. Now, the Thrawn book itself, I didn't like it as much as I wanted to. But the Batuu stuff's interesting, because there's a couple times it reads like a brochure for the park you're about to walk in. And
well, there's good descriptors in Zahn's books.
Yes.
Like it's just that we know that this is something that's going to exist. Does that bring it out a little bit more?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. And the Black Spire stuff, which is, of course, mentioned in Solo, a Star Wars Story by L3. I like it, but it was interesting. There was a couple times, I don't want to say it took me out of the story, because he's a good enough writer, obviously, but it's like, every time, like, because Joseph and I'm sure we're going to talk it again on Force Center this week. I don't mean to remix that, but there's a list of the alcoholic beverages. We're like, is this what we're about to get?
Probably.
And I would hope, and that's the thing, is it would disappoint me if they didn't have that list.
Why would they put it in the book if it wasn't supposed to be an allusion to what you're getting at the park?
Have you heard any other, I don't want to put you on the spot, you're kind of a park guy, you got this Party of Two podcast about theme parks, have you heard anything more of some of the development of Galaxy's Edge, how it's coming along?
I know everything's on track. I wonder what I can say and what's been talked about.
Sure.
I know people that are involved in designing the rides.
Gotcha.
And I can't recall what has been told to me or what I've read on Disney parks.
Sure.
But
you can be as vague as you want to be here.
It's going to the big ride, not necessarily the Millennium Falcon ride. I forgot what the name of the huge ride is. But there were a couple. They made a video highlighting that they're going to be full-sized AT-ATs. It's going to look like you're going to be on the bridge of a Star Destroyer. That ride. Mm-hmm. Is going to feature a completely new ride system and be an experience that nobody has ever seen before.
Wow. So they're breaking ground here.
A lot of new ground. I wonder how long it will be able to exist in its purest format before they have to start making changes.
Okay.
But ultimately, it's going to be something that, more so than knowing that you're on a ride, you're going to feel like you're a part of the world. It's going to be more than just animatronics and statues and things.
Not going to be the Abe Lincoln speech or...
Hey, that's one of my favorite things, man. Don't you?
No, it's fine. I enjoy it. Yeah. I enjoy... Who doesn't enjoy It's a Small World? Well, a lot of people. It makes sense. It's Star Wars. And this is the pressure that Star Wars brings and puts upon itself. Mm-hmm. Where, because of George, not just breaking ground with, hey, it's a modern myth, but technology and ILM and all the stuff, and essentially creating Pixar, all this kind of stuff, and then prequels doing it again. I mean, Jar Jar, for all the things people might not like about Jar Jar, was his performance capture in his early form, beating Circus to the punch. But understandably, Circus gets justified credit. But George broke new ground there, and how to shoot digital, all stuff. There's a little bit of pressure on Star Wars to always kind of take things to the next level. All that to tie to this ride. Star Wars going to break a new way to experience theme park rides.
Exactly. And the whole thing, Batuu being essentially a glorified Renaissance fair, where where you will be able to step into the world, and it's not going to be people wearing polo shirts, shorts, and a name tag. It's going to be aliens. It's going to be humanoids. It's going to be all droids going around. It's going to be all sorts of stuff that we're hoping down these alleyways and corners. Like when you get off of the most recent incarnation of the of Star Tours, you land in Batuu, and as you're landing, you see an Imperial BB droid, and you see IG-88 standing there.
Which is your favorite character.
Which is my favorite character, but it's one of those things of like that presence of a bounty hunter is going to, by the time we get off of this ride, a bounty hunter is going to find us and put us on some sort of wanted list, one way, shape, or another. It's like you're going to have some sort of a rank to, if you join the Resistance or the First Order. It's going to be wild. It's going to be so cool. And it's next year, Ken.
I cannot believe. But of course, you know, unless we're fortunate enough to get some sort of press invite, I have a feeling it'll be about 2021 before I can get in there. But I'm looking forward to it. Definitely going to try. And when you and I did the rank, we talk a lot of things, what we needed. And a lot of it's this immersive experience. One of the things I thought was really interesting that you brought to the table, and I hope it happens. I haven't heard an update on it, but is this idea of the merchandise in there. I want it to be pretty specific to Galaxy's Edge, right?
Yeah, so it's not going to be... You won't be able to find Disneyland Parks merchandise in Star Wars, in Batuu.
Yeah.
When you're in Batuu, they already announced... I don't remember if this was before or after, but that... there's going to be a Toydarian merchant selling, quote, handmade toys, which are going to resemble characters that we're familiar with, but it's going to be a style that you will only be able to find there.
In there.
Yeah. I don't know what it's going to be for, like, shirts, you know, like sort of, if you'll be able to find costumes, like, is there a Kyber Crystal merchant? Like, what sort of stuff is there going to be? Or do you have to leave the area and then in the main street shop, you'll be able to find, I survived Galaxy's Edge or whatever. But the merchandise is going to be weird. It's going to be weird.
I'm all for they got to get some regular business done. Mm-hmm. I get that there. And we talked about even the food items. We don't want a turkey leg. We want a Ronto leg, all that kind of stuff. I hope they do that. But, yeah, I'm okay with them. You know, it's a certain amount of normal business has to happen. But, yeah, with the toys, like I definitely don't want things outside, you know, I don't want Minnie Mouse from It's a Small World in Star Wars Land. You know, I don't want that at all. So I should be. It seems like they've got a handle on it. I should trust them. They're Imagineers.
Yeah, I wonder where it's going to, what their main shops are going to be. If they're going to be any shops, or if you literally have to leave in order to see all of the park merchandise, because they do it. They do it for every attraction. And there are some places where, like at Walt Disney World for Expedition Everest, there's an entire shop for one ride that's got half stuff with logos on it, half stuff that's just really earthy and like Himalayan and things like that. But I Disney does their shops right. So I wonder where they're going to go. I wonder when we're going to get a definitive like map of locations, because we have the overhead map, but we don't necessarily know.
We have those drone shots have been going on.
Yeah. So we don't know that's the shop, that's the restaurant,
Is this more, should we expect at Star Wars Celebration, April 2019, some stuff, or D23? Because there should be a D23 in the summer, right?
So if I have my dates correctly, it will open in between there. I think all of the final information that we do get will come from Celebration.
Okay.
But D23 will be like phase two.
Gotcha.
Or it'll probably give some information to the hotel that's coming to Walt Disney World. But I would like to hope that they give us the basic information and say, and there's more to find. Right. We're not going to tell you every droid that's going to be appearing on this day or that. That's something that you're going to have to figure out. But I figure we'll get a lot of the final information, ride names, shop names. It'll probably be... the parks showing at Celebration will probably be pretty great. God, if it wasn't in Chicago, man.
Mark's getting excited. This is how much you love theme parks. This is why people should listen to Party of Two which is a great reference to the what the Disney cast members yell
party
out.
Two? Looking for a party,
party
two.
Party of two. And party then you two. Skip way ahead in line. I've done that many times.
We skipped about 30 minutes of the tram at Universal one time.
Because, really?
Because the line's right next to the loading.
Yeah.
And we just, we got, as we walked right onto the ride, to the point where they'd go, wait, 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 and hand us the 3D glasses.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, it's happened to us way too many times. And we, ugh.
I've been Indiana Jones, specifically at Disneyland in Anaheim, that I've had the best luck. Mm-hmm. Of skipping ahead and also being out front of the park and having someone go, hey, there's two of you. I have got fast passes I can't use. It's happened to me like four times.
That's so great.
So
we've been givers and takers of that system before.
The karma.
Yeah.
So, Mark, I appreciate it. You coming in, shedding some light on Galaxy's Edge. You're an IG-88 fan. How's that going for you?
Pretty great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah?
I've got the Smuggler's Bounty exclusive pop stares at me every morning. It's great.
Yes. I got to tell you this. You are the only IG-88 fan I know. I know there's others.
That's not true. You know John Rocha.
You know, I can't trust John. He loves Boba Fett, IG-88, but he doesn't know where Bespin is. You know? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No one gives
Boba Fett.
No one give John crap. Mark, thanks for coming in here for a special Spotlight Star Wars. Me and Mark, most of this episode. But as we like to do here on Spotlight Star Wars, we like to pay respects to a fallen Star Wars character. And this week, it's a pretty big one. See you guys next week.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
He was the Dark Lord of the Sith, the Emperor's apprentice, a feared force of evil in the galaxy. Yet he was also believed to be the chosen one that would bring balance to the Force. And he was once a young boy who loved his mother and a young man fueled by passion and loyalty. Feared in life, redeemed in death. Let's pay tribute to Darth Vader. Born Anakin Skywalker on the Outer Rim world of Tatooine, there are those that believe Anakin's very birth was a miracle of the Force, or, perhaps, an ominous machination by Darth Plagueis the Wise. At the age of 9, the precocious podracer who liked to race, build, and tinker was taken from his mother, his homeworld, and his droid to train as a Jedi. It was his childhood dream that became the galaxy's nightmare. Anakin didn't just become a Jedi, though. He became the greatest pilot in the galaxy, a respected leader by those often overlooked by their field generals, and a mentor to a young, snippy Padawan. But motivated by his forbidden love for his secret wife, Anakin was seduced by the dark side of the Force, broken in two at the hands of an evil master, and became Darth Vader, a twisted machine more than man. There is no doubt that the legacy of Vader includes death and destruction. He was evil, ruthless, relentless. However, it has become more and more clear that the internal struggle inside this once heroic figure has never subsided. Haunted by his past, trapped by his mistakes, Darth Vader could defeat anybody except one person, Anakin Skywalker. In the end, with the second Death Star exploding at the seams around him, Vader got what he never expected, redemption and peace. For beyond the mask, there was the heart of a boy, a son who loved his mother but couldn't save her, a man who loved his wife but couldn't save her, and at the end, a father who loved his children who had just saved him. The legend of Darth Vader will live on forever, still feared by many, twisted for the evil inspirations of others. But never forget that he may have walked down a dark path, but he chose the light in the end. Rest in peace, Lord Vader. May the Force be with you. Always.
Thanks for listening to Spotlight Star Wars on Force Center. Follow us on Twitter at Force Center Pod and follow Ken online, including Twitch, at Ken Knapsack. Consider supporting Force Center on Patreon at patreon.com/ForceCenter. Go to forcecenterpod.podomatic.net for more information and use the hashtag Spotlight Star Wars to join the conversation. Until next time, this has been Spotlight Star Wars on Force Center.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.